Prologue, October 1989. 13-year-old Robert Kinn joyfully, almost mischievously, weaved his green customizable motorbike through the generic manufactured labyrinth of his suburban town's roads. Zipping along the tree-lined streets, he felt like a flying squirrel leaping from branch to branch. He liked to imagine the bony tree fingers were reaching out to him as he tried to outrace their grasp. And with the visor open on his safety helmet, he could feel the wind whipping at his face like a plunging skydiver. Robert leaned gracefully into the turns until his body was almost parallel with the pavement. It was as if the bike were a part of him. As he scanned the rapidly approaching streets, the comforting vibration of the engine, quick burst of acceleration from the twist of the throttle, and jolt of noise made him feel like a god surveying his world. For Robert, the possibility of losing control, yet maintaining full control at all times, was the purest form of freedom. This level of exhilaration inspired him to create his town's local dirt bike club, the Wild Boars, with his best friend Chris and their short, often put-upon sidekick, Rinny. As he rode down the street, Robert noted the beauty of the leaves changing color and cursed the days growing shorter, which meant less time to ride his beloved bike. Fall was a particularly poignant season. Robert purposefully rolled his vehicle through the fall foliage lining the cracked pavement. As he plowed through small piles of auburn-painted leaves, just to hear the satisfying crunch, he dryly noted to himself, "Nature's garbage." This autumnal path of crispy detritus led him to his favorite landmark, the place he turned to time and again to get away from his small town and the even smaller-minded people within it. Feeling somewhat like a soldier on a mission, he turned one last corner to enter the small patch of forest just outside the city limits. Slowing his bike to a stop, he switched the motor off and then dismounted. After removing his helmet, Robert sauntered up to the rusty gate, emblazoned with the landmark's name. The chill fall wind whipped his sandy brown hair, blocking his chestnut eyes. Annoyed, the seventh grader brushed his locks aside to read the dingy sign that seemed to have stood since time immemorial. Danger Peak. There it was. It loomed overhead like a natural skyscraper, his town blanketed in its direct shadow. In order to see the entire mountain, Robert had to crane his head back at an unnatural angle. It smarted something awful, but the view was worth it. Danger Peak was almost 12,000 feet high, just over 2 miles, and no one, not him or any of his friends, had been able to reach the top. Its peak was called insurmountable, not just because of its height. Legends sprung from those brave enough to attempt the climb of an eerie mist that clung near the peak and obscured their view. Gargantuan, fast-moving boulders that seemed to fling themselves at climbers from out of the ether. And, as if that weren't enough, mysterious weather that welcomed travelers with spontaneous thunderstorms and gale-force winds. No matter what time of year it was or how beautiful the climate below, you could be certain all hell was breaking loose at the top of Danger Peak. It seemed supernatural. All of these obstacles mocked those intrepid explorers, daring them to once and for all conquer their neighborhood's star landmark. With a series of traps this diabolical, Robert and his friends reasoned there must be something spectacular the mountain was guarding at its peak. A pot of gold, perhaps, like the fabled Rainbow's End. Or maybe, even a mystical secret of the universe. The only glimmer of hope of scaling this impossible peak was the curious path winding its way toward the zenith. Somehow, a dirt bike trail had been carved out of the mountain's side. Some say it was man-made, but Robert always wondered how that could be, since no one had made it to the top. At least, no one had ever made it back alive. In a way, the mountain's trail was more a tease than a promise. It only made the journey more frustrating. Even with the aid of a motorbike, you still had to face the daunting gauntlet of mists, boulders, and never-ending storms. You still had to see through impenetrable fog and dodge deadly lightning strikes. In fact, the closest someone had come to besting the mountain was Robert's older brother, Danny, the year before. The high school junior made it just over halfway before succumbing to the mountain's various traps. With the aid of a helicopter, the authorities found his body near the midpoint. his bike in pieces, 50 feet away. But that wouldn't stop Robert. As leader of the Wild Boars, he knew he and his pals had to find a way to top Danger Peak. It was their one shot at becoming legends in the eyes of their school and hometown. More than that, it was his dream. Robert would find a way to be the first to scale the mountain, or die trying.